Welcome to the NBA Impact Podcast with your host, Graydon McMullen. We're starting our second episode. Today is July 17th. Let's get down to it. Today we're going to be talking about NBA news, Summer League news, and we're going to look at a Suns overview. Okay, let's get started. Kawhi Leonard to Toronto Raptors? Well, listen to this. According to ESPN's Brian Winehurst, in the Low Post podcast, he said this. Quote, I think the Raptors are in the driver's seat for Kawhi Leonard because I think the Lakers have given up. The Sixers have given up. Close quote. I think this is very interesting because the Sixers and Lakers were in heavy pursuit of Kawhi Leonard. And the fact that they are supposedly giving up could give the Raptors a shot. But it's interesting because I don't know exactly who the Raptors would give. It's not like they have an abundance of young talent. The only really young talent they have is OG Anunoby. The deal could presumably include DeMar DeRozan maybe for another asset to get Kawhi Leonard, but of course it's speculation and you never know till it happens. Also, Kawhi Leonard is possibly going to an Team USA minicamp in Las Vegas. This would be a great opportunity for him because he'd be able to show how he can play after that injury, which may pique teams' interest in trade talks. Of course, this is just speculation, and he is just pondering, according to Adrian Wojnarowski. Okay, moving on to NBA Summer League. So, Monday, last night, the semifinals took place in the tournament, and the Portland Trail Blazers played the Memphis Grizzlies, and the Cavs played the Lakers. So in a game of 112 to 109, Lakers barely won in a second overtime thriller. Despite an incredible attempt of 27 points by Colin Sexton, the Cavs still fell short. Thanks to a 68-point combo between Svi Mykhailiuk and Josh Hart. In that game, Mykhailiuk shot an incredible 54.5% from the three, with 6 threes made in 11 attempts. Josh Hart shot 13 for 28 with 46.4 from the field, and another additional 6 threes, an incredible feat for both of them. When we move on to the Memphis and Portland, Portland won 97-92. Thanks to Caleb Swanigan's incredible 16 rebounds and 21 points, really pushed the Blazers over the edge. Helped them substantially, along with Zach Collins' contributions also helped immensely. Zach Collins had 13 points and 12 rebounds. Another additional player that really helped in that game in just that limited amount of time, Archie Goodwin, who had 22 points in 19 minutes. And get this, he shot 80% from the field, but with only 5 attempts, 4 being made. The majority of his points were all on the free throw line. He attempted 16 free throws and made 14. Pretty impressive. Moving on. Today, the MVP of the Summer League was released, and it's the Lakers' Josh Hart. Hits an incredible stat line, averaging 24.2 points, 5.2 rebounds, and 1.5 steals in 6 games. Also, joining him in the All-NBA All-Summer League first team, Wendell Carter Jr., from Chicago, Kevin Knox from New York, Colin Sexton from Cleveland, Christian Wood from Milwaukee, and all the All-NBA Summer League second team, DeAndre Ayton from Phoenix, Wade Baldwin from Portland, Jaren Jackson Jr. from Memphis, and Svi Mykhailiuk from the Lakers, and Trae Young from Atlanta. Okay, now let's move on to the Phoenix Suns overview. First, let's take a quick look at their season last year. Last year, the Phoenix Suns finished 15th in the Western Conference with 24 wins and 61 losses. Their winning percentage was .256. Their leading scorer was Devin Booker. What I like about what the Phoenix Suns did this offseason was sign Devin Booker to a 5-year $158 million. This really solidifies Devin Booker as their go-to guy, a guy that they're going to want as long as they can possibly have him. So other moves that the Suns made this year include letting Elfrid Payton go, waiving Alan Williams and Tyler Ulis. They also added Trevor Risa for a one-year, $15 million contract, which I think is interesting, but I think it's also great because it adds a really good perimeter defender and a guy that can stretch the floor at the small forward position and shoot pretty well, especially from that corner three. I think he's really a guy that the Suns could rely on. So let's talk about really what they did in their draft. They drafted DeAndre Ayton with the number one pick, Mikal Bridges, Eli Okobo, and George King. Players, I mean, the only guy they signed was, of course, Trevor Ariza. He's really the guy they added. So let's look at what the Suns are looking at salary-wise. So the Suns are just under the soft cap at about $100 million. So they're right under there. They're at approximately, to be precise, $100,691,192, which means they are $1,177,808 under the soft cap, which puts them in a pretty decent position. They're way behind the luxury cap, which is great. They're $23 million below the luxury tax. They're not even close, since they're not even past the cap, which puts them at a pretty good spot. Also featuring the great young rookie DeAndre Ayton, who averaged a double-double in the summer league. Very good, looking like a great player who is really going to help your roster. Like I said, I love the Trevor Ariza signing. I think Mikal Bridges was a great addition as well. I think that this will be a good team next year. I don't think they'll be in the playoffs, but they will absolutely be better than they were last year. And I think that with this DeAndre Ayton draft and Mikal Bridges and maybe a few other picks will really help them. Because, I mean, I know Mikal Bridges didn't play great in the summer league, but I still have faith in him, and I still think he'll make a good NBA player. And, yeah, I think that if the Suns can get a few more lottery picks, they could be a very, very good franchise. Thank you.